In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. A reading again from our epistle lesson, the lesson Mrs. Anthony so beautifully read. Especially, we'll begin with verse 11 to 14. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Dear saints, you know the time. It's a new year in the church. And with a new year comes a reintroduction to Jesus. Allow him to reintroduce himself. He is your King. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He is riding into Jerusalem so that he, as your King, might rule you in peace and righteousness by receiving the wrath that your sins deserve on the cross in that holy city of Jerusalem. Other kings, dear saints, they rule by anger and by fear and paranoia and control, but this, your King, rules by love and trust in him. Though don't get me wrong, there is always room for some holy fear in him as well. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your King is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey. That word humble is so very important for us. Last year, I gave you the image and I'll give it to you again. Humble. Don't ever get that confused with wimpy. Humble. The image that I gave you last year was that of a gentle giant. Picture Thomas Davis, linebacker, Carolina Panthers, big, powerful, strong. You don't want to make him mad. Picture him holding a little kitten. Picture him protecting you from harm. You do not want to receive the wrath from this gentle giant. He is humble, but he's also rather powerful. He is no wimp. You see, dear saints, he's good, but he's not tame. And he is coming soon. Salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. So then, this new year, allow Jesus to reintroduce himself to you today. And as the introductions are happening, perhaps you should reintroduce yourself to him and to others as well. He'll help you. The new year begins as we look around and leaves are falling and bushes look like they're dying. The grass is withering. So introduce yourself to him and to others as one who is dying, along with the rest of the world right now. Advent is a time that we increase our Lord have mercies. And consider all that much more as the nights grow longer and the days get shorter, as the very sun looks like it's dying, as darkness increases and light decreases. Reflect on how much darkness you still have left in your hearts. Here's the diagnostic questions. Romans chapter 13, verse 8, with a bit of commentary questions. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery. How is your sexual purity? In what you say and in what you do. How is the love that you have for the spouse that God has given you? You shall not murder. How is your anger these days? You shall not steal. Are you generous with what God has given you? You shall not covet. Are you happy with the life and lot and people that God has surrounded you with? Or any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And a final word about introductions. Scripture does a bit of a surprising thing for us. God introduces himself. Perhaps that's not a surprise. God helps us introduce ourselves to him and to each other. Perhaps that's not too much of a surprise either. The surprise is that Scripture helps you introduce yourself to you. Jesus is not only king, he is your king. You believe in him. You are a Christian. He is in you and you are in him. You, dear saints, are a child of the day, a child of light. You have woken from sleep. Jesus has already raised you from the dead. You are baptized. You think of death differently. As things are dying all around you, you confess that Jesus has died and risen again. You, dear saints, are freed from your sins. You are forgiven. You are released. Sin no longer has dominion over Jesus, and Jesus has released you. You are different. Cast off the works of darkness and walk in him properly as in the daytime, with your family, with your friends, with your workplace, and with your enemies. Don't cover your sins. You have nothing to fear. Confess them and live in the light of his love, of peace and joy and humility with each other. As it looks like the sun itself is beginning to die, as darkness increases, the Christian lights more candles and confesses that Jesus is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. And in fact, one of the oldest terms for Christians is enlightened. You are light. Jesus is your light, and you too are light. Enlightened one, dear Christian, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel and enlightened me with his true gifts. You are enlightened. You think differently. You are different. 1 Peter chapter 2, just listen to what's different about you. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous night. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. So, old, sinful, darkened, fearful, angry, quarrelsome, lust-filled, worry-filled self. God says, allow me to reintroduce you to you, the baptized you, the one that has Christ put on you, you. As a child, I used to put on a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle mask and fight around. It did something to me. I put that mask on, and all of a sudden, I could jump higher, and I could kick harder, and I could be more brave. You can ask my parents. They had to buy, like, 8 new couches, because I ninja chopped them. I was different. I had something put on me that made me different. I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and I was more brave. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, Scripture says. It makes you different. Not just in your own imagination, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle mask is, but it really does change your heart. It really does change your perspective on sin and darkness in the world. You get to zoom out and proclaim that Jesus is Lord. You are Christ-like. Jesus has put himself on you. And in so many different ways. In so many different wonderful ways, he reintroduces himself to you, and he reintroduces you to you. Today, you are baptized. You are forgiven. You are freed. You get to pray to him, which is something that the unbelieving world doesn't get to do. But you get to pray for them. And all the people that you love that don't come to church, that don't believe the gospel, bring them to church with you, in your hearts, with your prayers. The Lord is with you. He has rescued you and will rescue you from the perils that threaten you. His body and his blood that he rode on a donkey into Jerusalem to be crucified for you, so that you might know his heart, is the very same body and blood at this Mount Calvary that he now comes again to give to you. Once he came in blessing, and now he comes. All of your sins redressing. Today again you are forgiven. The Lord, our righteousness. That is his name. His word is put on you. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. He does something to you. You're a little more brave after you leave here. You're a little more forgiving. You're a little less quarrelsome. A little less angry. Knowing that you don't have to sort it out. Jesus is Lord. He's King. You're a little less jealous. And as the world around you buys more things, you pray that your heart clings to those things a little less. You see things differently. He has reintroduced himself to you, and he has reintroduced you to you. It's a new year. You know the time. What are you supposed to do on New Year's Day? Spend it with those that you love. And you are. You are especially spending it with the one who loves you with a love that is unmet. A new year, a new you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, but also his mercies are new every morning. You know the time. In Jesus' name, amen.